Listening Library presents At the Crossing Places by Kevin Crossley Holland. Read for you by Michael Maloney. 1. Ice and Flames. The first day of my new life began with ice and ended with flames. As soon as I woke, I was wide-eyed awake. Under my badger skin, it was warm, and for a little while I lay still as a huntsman in a covert. I stared around me at the high hall where I have slept and woken almost every day of my life. I tried to wake my brother and sister by making faces at them. I listened for a moment to my grandmother Nine snuffling, and one of the hounds groaning and grinding his teeth. Then I leapt up. The whole world was waiting for me. When I unbolted the hall door and tugged it open, the ice in the jams clattered down. Then I saw Gatty. She was standing beside the mounting block with my horse, Pip. I had to look twice, because she was dressed in dirty sacking, sparkling with frost, and all I could see were her large river eyes and one fair curl. "Gatty," I exclaimed. "Jankin said I could. How long have you been here?" Gatty ignored my question. "The biggest saddlebags we got," she said. I kicked at the shards and thorns of pearly ice, and barefoot, I walked out and slapped Pip on the rump. "You look as if you've been here half the night," I said. Gatty lowered her eyes and shook her head dumbly. "Oh, Gatty, when I reach Jerusalem, I will send you a message. I'll try to." Gatty stared at the ground.